I did kind of a stupid thing that happens quite often. But I leased a new car recently, and it is black. Now, it is beautiful when it is clean. But most black cars that I've ever seen have a different colored interior, you know, gray or perhaps beige, so that at least the inside remains relatively, if not clean, it looks like it might be. No, my new car has a black interior, black floor mats for the summer that are carpeted, and oh, it is sexy, but it is difficult to keep clean. If you have seen me move the altar 1 inch this way or that way, you can imagine what this does to someone like me. Now, it is summer, and I spend a lot of time at this time of the year near water, near sand and beaches, and so every time I go to get in my car, I sit on the seat and shake my feet and then put them on the carpet. Drive home, get out, and go, oh, I guess I didn't get all the dust off my feet. It's impossible, and it will remain that way until the end of the season when I do a deep clean. Jesus today sends out his disciples, instructing them not to take anything with them, not a fancy new black car, nothing. And to rely on the hospitality of the people and the place where they are. They are to solely believe and trust that those strangers will welcome them. And if they're not welcomed, they are as they leave to shake the dust off their feet. Now, I've always heard this as an admonishment, like, huh, you wouldn't give me hospitality, I'm going to shake the dust off my feet. Goodbye. But I've come to realize that maybe that's not exactly what Jesus was saying. Testimony doesn't mean a bad thing or giving people heck. Testimony is a declaration. It's a statement. It's not meant to carry a negative particularly. And so I think there's much more wisdom in what Jesus is saying than perhaps I have given Jesus credit for. Because you know that no matter how hard you shake your feet, no matter how hard you have a shower, no matter what you do, there is going to be stuff clinging to you. But Jesus is saying, when you leave it there. First of all, he's saying, when you're there, be there. When you're in that place, stay there until it's time to go. He doesn't say, think about where you were before and wish you were still there, because these people aren't very nice, really. He's not saying, think about the next place you're going to, even if you have no idea where that is, because you're offering dreams and hopes for that. Stay there. Stay in that place amongst the dust and the dirt and the people, whether they welcome you or not, until it's time to go. Now, we need to remember that Jesus is telling them this right after he visited his hometown. At the beginning of the gospel, it says that the people were astounded at his teaching and his wisdom, how amazing this man was, until they remembered who he was. Wait a minute. Isn't this the brother of? Isn't this the daughter and son of? Isn't this like this kid we remember? How many of you go back to your hometown and feel absolutely comfortable there? I don't, because there's a lot of history there. And Jesus experiences that history, and the dust is clinging when he is there. And if not for him, for all of them. And so the gospel quickly changes from, oh, even he is standing, to saying that they totally took offense at what he was saying. It turned in an instant. And so Jesus says, prophets aren't without honor except in their hometown, except with their own people, except in their own house. And he couldn't do much except heal a few people who were sick. Maybe those were people who actually moved into town since he'd left. I suspect so. I remember the first time I was invited to preach in my hometown when I was ordained. I was too young and green behind the ears to know what this was going to be like, except that I was nervous. Good idea to be nervous. It was the hardest thing I've almost ever done. Because my hometown is very distinct, very localized, very small, and everyone, if they did not know me, knew my lineage. And it wouldn't have mattered what I'd said in some ways, because I was Carmen and Marion's daughter. And you know what that's like here, because you regularly see people say, "Aren't you?" That's laugh. I've known that name before, and I still cannot get away from that. And that's not a bad thing. But Jesus is saying, when you're there, stay there. Be in the moment. Be absolutely with those people. And if it's not that great, when you leave, shake it off. So he's not saying, forget about it. He's saying, take what you can from that moment and live with it. Learn from it. Share it with others. And make sure that the next adventure, that you're not totally focused on the last one. Now, all of you, I'm sure, have been at an event that was terrible, absolutely awful, and it sticks with you. Josh is thinking about one right now, I can see. He's got one in his mind. It's the worst thing you've ever been to, the worst experience you've ever had. And when you leave it, you cannot wait to leave it and think, I am never going to be there again. Thank God. And there are other events that are the most amazing, the most beautiful, the most touching to your soul, and they absolutely feed you. And you think, I want to stay here. I was in Las La Pache for the last 3 days, just me and my kayak and my tent, and it was tempting just to stay there. No offense, but to stay in that moment of beauty and great weather and wonderful quiet and chance to refresh. I mean, how wonderful just to live in that. But of course, I couldn't. Friday was probably one of the best days I've had in forever. It was wonderful. And yet, when it was time to leave, it was time to leave. So I can be here this morning wishing I was there, or I can be here thinking about how that was refreshing and letting that feed what I and you experience and have here this morning. It's like that was a job or a project or perhaps a community you've been part of. Sometimes you regret having been part of it and you want to just, you hold on to that. You hold on to all the bad things. You absolutely keep them. And we know what that does to us. It makes us bitter. It makes us look for the negative. It makes our perspective a bit sketchy. And that is not a good place to live from. We all know that, that it turns us and makes us not very hospitable people. And so to receive the hospitality that Jesus is talking about, even if there isn't any, there is hospitality to be received, and that is within ourselves. Within ourselves to say, I can go from this. I can be somewhere else. So whether it's amazing or whether it's really awful, after both those events, we have an up and a down. We have believing the awfulness, which is horrible, and we leave. We are so elated to be out of there. And when we're in something joyful and wonderful, when we leave, we feel awful the next day because we had to leave it. But perhaps what Jesus is saying, when you're leaving, shake the dust off. Take the event for what it was. Take the experience. Take the job. Take the relationship. Take whatever it is for what it is. And every time you see a little bit of dust that reminds you, or sand that reminds you of that thing, remember it for what it was and be in the place that you are now. This past week, I had the odd experience of a young man coming to my office. That's not odd, but it was odd in what happened. He knocked on my door and said, "Hi, I'm just wondering if you have a lunch program here." I said, "No, we don't, but if you go down the street to St. Luke's, they could help you with that, or Center 454. And he was nicely dressed, well-spoken. He said, "I'm from, I think he said Latvia, and I'm traveling, I've been traveling around the world for a year, and I have nothing with me. I'm just traveling. And I'm relying on the hospitality of those I meet." I of course thought, really? Funny. I save a living and buy groceries and stuff, and you're traveling the world. And then I read today's gospel and thought, I wonder, I wish I had taken 5 more minutes with that young man to find out why he was doing that and what his experience was and what he was learning from it and how many times the dust he was shaking off were kind of like, I mean, it wasn't terrible. I did send him somewhere that could help him, but I didn't offer to take him out for lunch. I could have. And so that still happens in our world. It's much easier for us to give hospitality than to receive it. And I can only imagine what his experiences must have been like. So this week, have a look at your feet. Think about how much dust you're carrying around, not because your shoes are dirty, but because something is clinging to your soul. Something is clinging, whether good or bad, that is coloring every single thing that is happening right now. Places, regrets, unforgiven hurts, or unrealized joys. And if there's a pair of shoes that you regularly wear, or something in your life, a piece of clothing, maybe it's an old uniform from work, or whatever it might be, get rid of it. Give it to the community shop, if it's in good shape. Throw it out. Do whatever you need to do to it to say, that dust, I'm shaking it off. I'm letting it go. I'm going to let that go. And then hear what Jesus says. So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. When we shake off the dust, we understand there's much more in store for us. God's work is complete in us when we say our farewell to this life, but until then, we've got lots to do, lots of adventures to go on, lots of places to walk, and lots of experiences to live in and to leave and to enter into. So shake off some dust, and may your next adventure be one of deep meaning.